Hola, and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. To get us started, we need these three words. Ver, oír, sentir. To see, to hear, and to feel. So, ver, oír, sentir. To see, to hear, and to feel. I'll leave them down at the bottom there, because we don't need to learn these. These aren't the main focus of the lesson. So, ver, to see. If you want to say to see it, we just add lo onto it. So, L-O, stick it onto the word, and we have to see it. Verlo, verlo is to see it. How would you say to hear it? To hear it, what would that be? Oírlo, oírlo, to hear it. How would you say to feel it? To feel it, what would that be? Sentirlo, sentirlo, to feel it. To say I could, we can say pude, pude, P-U-D-E, pude, pude. How do you say I could see it? I could see it. What was that? What would that be? I could see it. Pude verlo, pude verlo. How about I could hear it? I could hear it. What would that be? Pude oírlo, pude oírlo. And you probably know, but you may not know, that to say I couldn't, or I didn't, or I wouldn't, or I don't, any negative, we just put no at the beginning. So how would you say I couldn't see it? I couldn't see it. What would that be? No pude verlo. No pude verlo. I couldn't see it. How about I couldn't feel it? I couldn't feel it. What would that be? No pude sentirlo. No pude sentirlo. I couldn't feel it. Let's add in la lluvia, the rain, la lluvia. How would you say, I could feel the rain? Don't say I could feel it, the rain, take the it off. I could feel the rain. What would that be? Pude sentir la lluvia. Pude sentir la lluvia. How about, I couldn't hear the rain. I couldn't hear the rain. What would that be? No pude oír la lluvia. No pude oír la lluvia. Now you may or may not have noticed that the kind of sentences we are making are all like single points in time. We could call them events. We're describing what I could hear, see, and feel at a certain moment in time. So we'll call these events. And that's just an observation we'll keep for later. Okay, to say the word to find is a bit like to encounter. You encounter something, you find something. So to find is encontrar, encontrar, to find. How would you say, I couldn't find it? I couldn't find it. What would that be? I couldn't find it. No pude encontrarlo. No pude encontrarlo. I couldn't find it. Now just have a look at this sentence and say what you think it means. Pude encontrarlo. Pude encontrarlo. And I haven't put it in the sentence, but let's just say that it said yesterday. Yes, like say ayer. Pude encontrarlo. What do you think that means? Well, we know that no pude encontrarlo is I couldn't find it. So you would expect pude encontrarlo, to be I could find it. But actually we don't say that in English in this particular context of yesterday. We wouldn't say yesterday I could find it. We would say yesterday I was able to find it. Yesterday I was able to find it. And this is just a trick of English, but it's worth bearing in mind that although we're covering could now, if we were saying I was able to, then that would also be pude. I was able to see it. Pude verlo. I could see it. Pude verlo. I was able to find it. Pude encontrarlo. So that's a kind of aside. Anyway, let's go back to an earlier sentence. How did we say, I could feel the rain? I could feel the rain. Pude sentir la lluvia. Pude sentir la lluvia. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course available for download from prospanish.co.uk. This takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of straightforward steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. So as we mentioned before, these are all talking about events that happened. They're points in time. But what about if they weren't points in time? For example, we might want to say something like, as a child, I could run for miles, for example. Or as a child, I could sleep for 12 hours without waking up. So we couldn't say that these are single points in time because it's something that was ongoing while I was a child. I was able to do these things for over and over again, not just in a single point. So we couldn't use pude for this because pude is for single events in time, single occasions of being able to do something. So for this ongoing being able to do something, we have to use podía. Podía. This is what we call the imperfect of to be able. So podía. Podía is to say what I could do on an ongoing basis. So I could run very fast when I was a child. So how could we say, for example, using the vocabulary we've already got, I could see it. I could see it. Now before, it was on this one occasion I could see it, but now our sentence is something like, as a child, I could see it from my window. That doesn't mean on one occasion, that means every time I woke up in the morning or every time I was looking out my window, I could see it. So we won't do all the other bits of vocabulary right now. Actually, tell you what, let's say I will give you the bit that is as a child. So as a child, we just say de niño, as a child. It's a quick way of saying as a child, de niño. So how would you say, as a child, I could see it? De niño podía verlo. De niño podía verlo. So how about, as a child, I could hear the rain, .. I mean, it could be on the tin roof or something like that. But let's say, as a child, I could hear the rain, .. What would that be? De niño podía oír la lluvia. De niño podía oír la lluvia. It could be de niño podía oír las vacas. As a child, I could hear the cows in the fields, whatever. How about, as a child, I could hear very well. As a child, I could hear very well. Very well is just muy bien. Muy bien, very well. So how would you say, as a child, I could hear very well? What would that be? De niño, podía oír muy bien. De niño, podía oír muy bien. And here's a nice little phrase. See if you can work out what this means. Siempre podía contar contigo. Siempre podía contar contigo. Siempre is always. Always I could. We would say I always could. Contar is count. Contigo, with you. But in this sentence, it's on you. Siempre podía contar contigo. I could always count on you. And because it's always, we know that there's no way that can be pude, which could only be for an event type could. I could hear it at that moment. I could see it. I couldn't do it at that moment. But this is, I always could, so it can't be pude, it's podía, for ongoing could. Siempre podía contar contigo, I could always count on you, but they say with you. Okay, well, let's use that little structure there. How would we say, instead of I could always count on you, or I could always count with you, I could always hear the rain. What would that be? I could always hear the rain. Siempre podía oír la lluvia. Siempre podía oír la lluvia. And we're going to stick with could as an ongoing could. Have a look at these sentences. By 8 years old, I could swim. By 8 years old, I could ride a bike. I could play the piano. So we can see, obviously, that it couldn't be pude, because these things were ongoing. It's not that I just swam once. I could swim once. It's not that I could play the piano just at that moment, that I was able to play the piano just then, but it was something that was ongoing. The thing is that in Spanish, when you're able to do something that it's something that's been learnt, like you learn to swim, you learn to ride a bike, you learn to play the piano, they don't say can and could with those types of phrases. They say I know or I knew. So where we would say by 8 years old, I could swim, they would say, by 8 years old, I knew to swim. Now, we would, if we were going to use that structure, we would say, I knew how to swim. And you can say that in Spanish, but they cut it down to, I knew to swim. By 8 years old, I knew to ride a bike. By 8 years old, I knew to play the piano. So let's just quickly get the Spanish for swim, ride a bike, and play the piano. So we've got nadar, to swim, or just swim. Montar en bicicleta, ride a bike. And tocar el piano, play the piano, tocar el piano. Incidentally, they don't say play the piano, they say to touch the piano, tocar el piano, to touch the piano. Okay, so how would we say I could swim by 8 years old? I could swim. Well, we need to say I knew to swim, and I knew is sabía, sabía. So when it's these things that I could do because I had learnt them, instead of saying podía, they say sabía. So I was able to swim, I could swim, I'd learnt how to swim. Sabía nadar. Sabía nadar. How would you say I could ride a bike. I could ride a bike. Say, like when I was 8 years old, I could ride a bike. What would that be? Podía, no. Sabía montar en bicicleta, or bici for short. Sabía montar en bicicleta. How about I couldn't play the piano? Like when I was a child, I couldn't play the piano. In other words, I didn't know how to play the piano. What would that be? No sabía tocar el piano. No sabía tocar el piano. We could add in there the word cómo, which means how, so it sounds a bit more like English. Sabía cómo tocar el piano. I knew how to play the piano. But normally in Spanish, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't have the cómo. The sabía is a bit more like a substitute for podía. So it'd be no sabía tocar el piano. I couldn't play the piano. Now, can you remember that sentence a little while ago, which was, I could always count on you. I could always count on you. What was that? Siempre podía contar contigo. Siempre podía contar contigo. I could always count on you. And that sentence, contar, count, so count on you, it's not something you've learned to do. It's not an ability like swimming or reading. But how about if we wanted to say, I couldn't count. I couldn't count, like I couldn't count up to 10. Then it would be an ability. So how would you say, I couldn't count? So like when I was 5, I couldn't count. What would that be? No sabía contar. No sabía contar. So instead of podía, because we said when it's something, an ability that's been learnt, something that's been learnt, then we use sabía, as in I knew how to or didn't know how to. So no sabía contar. Another one like this would be, for example, I could write, like when I was 5, whatever, I could write. So we would have to say, sabía escribir. Sabía escribir. Like I knew how to write. Okay, so far we've got pude, for when it's an event. I couldn't do it at that moment. No pude hacerlo. And then we saw podía, for I could, when it was something that was ongoing. So, I could always count on you. Siempre podía contar contigo. And then we saw that could, when it was about an ability that you had learnt, when it was something that you had learnt how to do, we would use sabía, as in I knew how to do that thing. So we would say, sabía nadar. I could swim. I knew how to swim. Now, could is also used to say what might be possible later. Say, for example, we could say, I could do it tonight. I could do it tonight. And that would be the same as saying, I would be able to do it tonight. So I would be able to do it tonight if necessary. I could do it tonight if necessary. And this could, this possible, this would be able to is podría. Podría. So not podía, but podría with the R in there. Podría. So podría is could in the sense of would be able to. So if you're not sure, just check if the could, if you can substitute the could for would be able to, then you can use podría. So we saw hacerlo, hacerlo, hacer is to do, so hacerlo, to do it. So how would we say I could do it? So it could be I could do it tonight. I could do it tonight. If you know tonight, then add it on. Otherwise, just put down the I could do it. What would that be? Podría hacerlo. Podría hacerlo. And tonight is this night, esta noche. So, podría hacerlo esta noche. I would be able to, I could do it tonight. How about, we saw to play the piano was tocar el piano, tocar el piano. So let's say to play it, it might be a particular song, it might be a particular instrument. How would we say, I could play it tonight? I could play it tonight. What would that be? Podría tocarlo esta noche. Podría tocarlo esta noche. I could play it tonight. How about I couldn't find it tonight. I couldn't find it tonight. So I wouldn't be able to find it tonight. I'm too busy, whatever it might be. So what would that be? I couldn't find it tonight. I wouldn't be able to find it tonight. No podría encontrarlo esta noche. No podría encontrarlo esta noche. And how would we say, I could swim with you tonight. I could swim with you tonight. I'd be able to swim with you tonight. What would that be? Podría nadar contigo esta noche. Podría nadar contigo esta noche. So you remember we started off with I could, pude. Pude oírlo. I could hear it and that in that moment. I couldn't see it. No pude verlo in that particular moment. Then we saw podía for things that were ongoing. And we used the example of when I was a child, I could hear the rain on the roof. Podía oír la lluvia. And we saw that when we want to say, I could write, I could read, I could swim, I could ride a bike. These coulds that we've learnt, then instead of podía, we say sabía. Sabía nadar, sabía tocar el piano. I could ride a bike, I could play the piano. And we saw that in English, when we say, I could do this later, so there's a possibility I might be able to do this later, then we use podría. Podría tocar el piano contigo esta noche. I could play the piano with you tonight. And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As always, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course.